Among these valuable water plants, I noted various seaweed, some Cladostephus verticillatus, peacock's tail, fig-leafed caulorpa, grain-bearing beauty bushes, delicate rose tangle tinted scarlet, sea colander arranged into fan shapes, mermaid cups that looked like the caps of squat mushrooms, and for years had been classified among the zoophytes, in short, a complete series of algae. The entire day passed without my being honoured by a visit from Captain Nemo. The panels in the lounge didn't open. Perhaps they didn't want us to get tired of these beautiful things. The Nautilus kept to an east-northeasterly heading, a speed of 12 miles per hour and a depth of between 50 and 60 metres. Next day, November 10. The same neglect, the same solitude. I didn't see a soul from the crew. Ned and Conseil spent the better part of the day with me. They were astonished at the captain's inexplicable absence. Was this eccentric man ill? Did he want to change his plans concerning us? But after all, as Conseil noted, we enjoyed complete freedom. We were daintily and abundantly fed. Our host had kept to the terms of his agreement. We couldn't complain, and moreover, the very uniqueness of our situation had such generous rewards in store for us, we had no grounds for criticism. The day I started my diary of these adventures, which has enabled me to narrate them with the most scrupulous accuracy. And one odd detail, I wrote it on paper manufactured from marine eelgrass.